Hey everyone, let's talk Suno AI.
You want to know if it lives up to the hype?
Right?
Can it really make creating original music?
As easy as typing out your thoughts.
That's our mission today.
We've got Suno's own website
Okay.
and a deep dive from I and ChatGPT.
Ready to be unpacked.
And what's fascinating here,
Is that Suno isn't the first text-to-music software out there?
what they've managed to do is capture that lightning in a bottle combination of user-friendly design and seriously impressive vocal generation.
Which has been a major hurdle in AI music until recently.
You're right.
I hopped on their website.
And it's strikingly simple.
Make a song about anything, it beckons. Super inviting.
But they don't bog you down with the technical nitty-gritty.
Yeah.
Thankfully, that's where we come in, right?
And to understand the potential impact of a tool like Suno.
It's helpful to look at its evolution.
Okay.
Suno's journey actually began with a few limitations.
It struggled with
The
Japanese.
sound quality wasn't quite there.
And you could only use it on Discord.
Wow.
Talk about niche.
But then November 2023 rolls around.
And bam.
They drop Chirp V2.
It was a complete transformation.
Really?
Almost like they flipped a switch.
The sound quality was massively improved.
Wow.
We got stereo sound, longer
All the
tracks.
ingredients for a tech trend in the making.
Precisely.
And this is where it gets really interesting.
Okay.
This is when we saw Suno start to go viral.
We're talking big names like Tofu Beats, the music producer. Even One Piece creator Eiichiro Oda was experimenting with it.
Hold on.
Eiichiro Oda was using Suno.
Okay, now you've really got my attention.
So we're not just talking about hobbyists dabbling anymore.
This is reaching professional creatives.
What does that tell you?
It tells me that a tool like this has the potential to change the landscape of music creation.
Imagine.
You, with an idea for a song, could potentially bring it to life, even if you've never played an instrument in your life.
Wow.
The question is,
How easy is it to use?
well, I dabble in music.
But let's just say I'm no Mozart.
So is Suno really as intuitive as everyone says?
Can someone like me actually navigate this thing?
Let's fire up Suno.
And I'll walk you through it step by step.
Okay.
You'll see it's surprisingly user-friendly.
Even for someone who doesn't speak fluent music production.
All right, so here we are on Suno's website.
First impressions.
It's clean,
Yeah.
simple.
And not at all intimidating.
You'll notice they've put accessibility front and center.
Remember that inviting phrase we talked about?
Yeah.
Make a song about anything.
Right.
That's not an accident.
They're clearly aiming for a wide audience.
Not just tech-savvy
Like,
musicians.
absolutely.
Okay, so I see this button that says make random lyrics.
Is that as chaotic as it sounds? Should I be scared?
Let's say it's for the adventurous.
Okay.
Think of it like rolling the dice on your song's theme.
You might stumble upon pure lyrical genius.
Or something completely nonsensical.
Right.
That element of surprise is part of the fun.
All right, you've convinced me.
Let's get random.
Hit me with some AI-generated lyrics.
Let's see what we're working with.
Now, keep in mind, Suno seems to work best with about 8 lines of lyrics. It tends to gravitate towards a classic verse-chorus-verse
Yeah,
structure.
these little nuances are important.
Because they give you a sense of how to work with the AI
Right.
to get the kind of results you're looking for.
That makes a lot of sense.
It's like with any creative tool, right?
Exactly.
Knowing its quirks helps you unlock its full potential
It's all about understanding those boundaries.
and using them to your advantage.
Okay, so we've got our lyrics.
What's next in our AI songwriting journey?
Now the fun begins.
We choose our style.
Okay.
Do we want to hear these lyrics as J-pop?
Walk
Maybe
on it.
something completely unexpected.
This is where Suno's versatility really shines.
It can tap into a surprisingly wide range of genres.
And here's where things get really interesting for you.
Remember, you were curious about Suno's actual output. We took those random lyrics.
Big J-pop and let Suno work its magic.
Check out this snippet.
So what do you think?
It's catchy, right?
What stands out to me is how well Suno captured the energy of the lyrics.
It understood the assignment, so to speak,
Right.
and delivered a track that fits the vibe.
Right.
And this is what I find so exciting about this technology.
It's not about replacing human musicians.
It's about opening up new avenues for creativity.
It's about making music creation accessible to everyone.
I mean, I couldn't write a J-pop song if my life depended on it.
But Suno just did.
What about you?
What kind of music have you always wanted to create?
And that brings up another fascinating aspect of Suno.
This element of surprise.
Of not knowing exactly what you're going to get.
Yeah.
Reflects a common feature in Japanese mobile games known as gacha.
Yeah.
With Suno, you're essentially rolling the dice on the specific sound the AI creates.
Which can be both exciting.
And, for some professional musicians, a bit limiting.
That makes sense.
You've touched upon some of Suno's limitations before.
The video we watched also mentioned that it seems to struggle with enka.
Which is traditional Japanese music.
Right.
Does that point to a potential blind spot in the AI's training?
It could.
And that's a crucial point to consider.
Not just with Suno.
But all AI.
The data that these systems are trained on can influence their output.
And in the case of enka, it suggests that Suno might need a more diverse data set.
To truly capture the nuances of that style.
So even AI has room to grow.
Yeah.
It's easy to get swept up in the excitement of a new technology.
But remembering that it's still under development is key.
Absolutely.
And this is where things get really interesting.
Okay.
Think back to the early days of image-generating AI.
Tools like Stable Diffusion.
Right.
There were limitations, rough edges to smooth out.
But then,
boom.
The progress was incredible.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be at all surprised if Suno makes similar leaps in the coming months and years.
They've already got those paid plans, right?
Exactly.
And those paid plans hint at a bigger picture unfolding.
The business of AI music.
Okay.
It's a whole other conversation.
Wow.
Whole other layer of the onion that we could peel back another time.
Oh, believe me, I've already added the business of AI music to our list of future deep dives.
But for today,
let's bring it all back to our listener.
Okay.
What are the key takeaways?
Yeah, the big aha moments they should be walking away with.
Suno AI is a game changer. There's no doubt about that.
It's making music creation radically more accessible.
Whether you're a seasoned pro.
Right.
Or, like you said,
someone who's just starting to explore the world of music production. And this is crucial.
It's important to understand both its strengths and its limitations.
Right.
So don't go quitting your day job just yet.
Suno is an incredibly powerful tool.
But it's not going to churn out Grammy-winning hits on autopilot.
Yeah.
It's a tool that requires a human touch.
A partner in the creative process.
Precisely.
And that brings us to the heart of it.
The question I hope our listeners will continue to explore.
Okay.
If AI can make creating a catchy tune as simple as typing a few words into a text box,
what does that mean for human creativity? Is it a threat or an opportunity?
A tool, a collaborator, or something else entirely?
It really makes you think, doesn't it?
It's a question without easy answers.
And that's what makes it so fascinating to explore.
Right.
And that, my friends, is what the deep dive is all about.
We'll leave you with that thought-provoking question.
Until next time, keep experimenting, keep creating.
And never stop asking the big questions.